And this one kind of goes along with Dr. Rubin's advice as well. Our story today called Persons in Person. I had spent an hour in the bank with my dad as he had to transfer some money. I couldn't resist myself and I asked, "Dad, why don't we activate your internet banking?" "Why would I do that?" he asked. "Well, then you won't have to spend an hour here for things like transfer. You can even do your shopping online. Everything will be so easy." I was so excited about initiating him into the world of net banking. He asked, "If I do that, I won't have to step out of the house?" "Yes, yes," I said. Told him how even groceries can be delivered now at the door. "No, Amazon delivers everything." His answer left me tongue-tied. He said, "Since I entered this bank today, I've met four of my friends. I've chatted a while with the staff who know me very well by now. You know I'm alone. This is the company that I need. I need to get ready and come to the bank. I have enough time, and it's the physical touch that I crave. 2 years back, I got sick, and the store owner, from whom I buy fruits, came to see me and sat by my bedside with me. When your mom fell down a few days back on her morning walk, our local grocer saw her and immediately got to his car to rush her home as he knows where I live. Would I have had that human touch if everything was online? Why would I want everything delivered to me and force me to interact with just my computer? I like to know the person I'm dealing with and not just the seller. It creates bonds of relationships. Does Amazon deliver all this as well? Technology isn't life. Spend time with people, not just devices. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.